lineup, our depth is just as good. Like, their high-end guys have more points, but when you look at the third and fourth lines, so to speak, you know, our numbers are very similar, if not actually better. So we wanted to try and get in a five-on-five game, and I thought that happened more Saturday, and you saw, I think, a better game. But we, in the third period, like, we get it to the third period, and we're in a 1-1 game. And then we started to chase it a little bit because we haven't scored some goals. You know, we only had 2 goals against Michigan. We didn't score any against Western. And now, you know, 2 periods of Notre Dame, we start to chase it a little bit and try to force things. And I thought that's what we did in the third period, which led to a couple of their opportunities and their goals. Instead of just, you know, hanging back a little bit more, and I don't mean not being aggressive, but just making better decisions and staying on the right side of the puck, and then taking advantage of their mistakes. And I think they took advantage of our mistakes in the third period. But you know what? That's what you'd need to do sometimes on the road. You're not having your best game, but you're in a tie game in the third period where, you know, that next shot's going to be important.
Well, the Huskies, as you mentioned, tied it up in the third period on a goal by Joel Esperance.
Back to the point now for Hannah. Hannah slides over for Roy. Roy shoots. Rebound! Scores! Esperance ties the game up on the power play. 1-1. 17 seconds into the third period.
Matt Roy and Shane Hanna get the assists on that one. Good job by Joel to kind of hang out there and wait for that bouncing puck. Matt Roy took the shot 17 seconds into the third, and I thought at that point, Coach, we might just really grab the momentum and take it.
I thought we did, Dirk. I thought we played there after that goal. We really started to play well for, you know, the next 5 minutes or so, 6 minutes. I thought we started to take control of the game and had some good opportunities. And then that's where we got a little impatient and made a couple bad reads that led to a couple of their, you know, better scoring opportunities. And eventually they scored on one. But I thought we were in real good shape there. We just had to let the game come to us a little bit, understand how you need to play and not force things as much. And I thought we did, and we're taking some chances and jumping on the wrong side of the puck and getting trapped a little bit, things we normally don't do. So and it wasn't our best game. We might not have skated. When you go through the lineup and, you know, how'd he play, we lost a lot of little battles on the boards, those 50-50 pucks where it's you and I, Dirk, and one of us is going to get it and the other one isn't. And sometimes, most time, that's not skill. It's just determination and will, a little bit of smarts, you know, body position and how you handle that. So, yeah, we lost some of those battles the majority of that game, but we were off that game. They were the better team for the most part. Having said that, we were in a good position to have a chance to win that hockey game. And I thought Angus played really, really well, you know, on Friday night.
So then that last goal was a bizarre goal. And you had talked before the series about the corners and being the very square corners, a lot more ice in the corners. Did that factor in at all in that play where he tried to bat the puck back to the corner and then it looks like our defenseman got beat out of there?
No, not really. It was just it hit something on the end boards.
Right,
it got a really weird bounce, though, because normally that puck would go behind the net, and it hit something and curled.
Well, there's
right
a second
up.
Door back there.
Yeah,
there's
right,
a Zamboni
right.
door on the other side,
and there's, like
and there's a man door on, and they have bigger that, yeah. stanchions. That,
right.
And they did that the next night too. Yeah. They tried to do that.
Yeah, that hit, and it came right out, and obviously the way it looked, it was going to go behind the net. So our defenseman in the corner relaxed a little bit, and I think the big, what's his name, Wegworth, he just really, he's a big kid, Wegworth, he's 6'3", like 220 or something, and he just got a little body position on our defenseman and was able, and he just shot it right away, but sort of went over Angus' stick, it was bouncing, it was just a weird, weird goal, and it's a tough goal to give up because now it's a 2-goal spread, and they're a hard team to come back against. I think I read the stat, when they scored the first goal, they were 9-0, and of course Friday night they scored the first goal, and they end up winning that game.
I thought we were really good, though, on 5-on-3 power penalty killing, Coach, throughout right. that game.
Well, that was one of the things we did really well. They had 2 extended 5-on-3 opportunities, and our penalty killing has been outstanding. And they gave us a chance in this game, you know, with block shots, and Angus played well. But we really stymied them. And you probably remember the one in the second period where, you know, Neville's there, it sort of goes through to a backdoor guy, and then he feeds it across again backdoor. And, I mean, the guy's got the whole net, and Angus somehow gets his pad out on it. But your goalie's got to be your best penalty killer. He can make up for a lot of mistakes, and he did that night. But they gave us a chance to have a chance to win the game.
Final score in that game, 3-1 Notre Dame. The final shots, 28 for Michigan Tech, 26 for Notre Dame. Huskies were 1-for-5 on the power play. Impressive 11 power play shots on goal, and they kept technically Notre Dame off on the power play, even though they did get that one goal immediately after the power play had ended for them. Angus with 23 saves, Cal Peterson with 27, and just a game that we thought, hey, you know what? We can come back and win the next night, and we did.
Well, I think, it showed us we can play with them or anybody. And first, like I said, we weren't in bad shape in that game, and I thought our power played a good job moving the puck around. Got the one goal, but we had some other good opportunities, and we spent more time on it last week. And I think even though we didn't score the next night, we really controlled the play on the power play, moved the puck much, much better, and had some great opportunities on the power play both nights. So that's a positive, too. Our penalty killing's got to maintain where they're at. Now we got to continue to work on that power play.
Angus made some circus saves again in that Friday night's game. Was he disappointed at all on that second goal, Jenkins, when it come down, or was there something else happening there?
No, I think he, there's a two-on-one, and, he's got to be cognizant of the weak side guy, so I don't know if he's cheating. It just sort of found a soft spot on, got through him, but he's been so good, it's pretty hard to to be disappointed in that goal. But Angus is a competitor. He probably like two or three back on the weekend, as well as he's played. There's a couple that snuck through him that I'm sure if you asked him that he would like back. But having said that, he's played extremely well.
All right, well, let's talk about Saturday's game down at Notre Dame where the Huskies get a win. We'll do that right after this, and you can still get your questions in. It's DJ at themix93.com. The Mel Pearson Show continuing right after this on Mix 93.
Do you hear it? For some, the sound is clear. It's that distant awakening warrior call that spurs you on to action. It pushes you to become more than you, your friends, your coach, or family ever imagined. But wait. Is nagging foot pain fading your resolve? Don't surrender. Dr. Reminga at Northern Foot Care Center hears your warrior call. He's ready to tackle your foot pain head on. Today is not the day for failure. We've got this. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
Stop in at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub for Sushi Tuesday from 4 till 11. Their fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. Now the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub get the same fish you would get in eateries in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the Library and taste something great.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a financial advisor with the America Group Retirement Strategy Centers, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. The America Group is located south of Houghton on M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 for an appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKJ. We're talking about Saturday night's game against Notre Dame. The Huskies coming off a 3-1 loss to number 12 Notre Dame in South Bend at the Compton Family Ice Arena. And they come back out on Saturday night, but they give up the first goal of the game, a power play goal for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish at the 11:56 mark.
Nardella will swing back up top. He'll shoot through traffic, score. Win off of Morrison and in. The Irish take a 1-0 lead.
After a closer look on the replay, it was Dane Burks covering his man in front, and it just happened to go off of his hockey pants and in the net, it looked like, on that first goal.
It did, and Dane was in good position. He was fronting their players, being, by that I mean in front of them, block the shot, and he just got a piece of it, and it went in. But simple play, their guy just walked the line, the blue line a little bit, took an innocent-looking wrist shot, but sometimes that's all you have to do if you watch the NHL games. I'm telling our players all the time, watch the NHL. Now, the odd time, they'll Drew Doherty or Shea Weber will take the big slap shot, but a lot of times it's just a simple wrist shot on the power power play or even 5-on-5 when you're just trying to get something through and get it to an area more or less and hopefully a screen in front. But the way people block shots now, you just need to try to get things through, and they did. And